This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? There we go. And dial set correctly to USA Preparers. Today is going to be a very disconcerting broadcast. We're going to be talking about something that's quite frightening. I believe this is real. And we're not here to frighten you. We're not selling fear in any way, shape, or form. We're just trying to provide the information that we think you might want to know about. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Well, Captain John, did I embellish what we're going to talk about? Did I exaggerate what we're going to talk about?
You may have understated the situation.
Understated the situation. Okay. Okay, so class, if you'd like to find Captain John Reagan on the internet, you can go to usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com. And you can click on the instructors tab, and you'll find him. There's a link to his website, which is thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And you've got a shortened version, eze33.org. Is that right?
That's right. The news tab there will get you at the right in the same place.
Mm-hmm. Okay, either way. Either way, I'll get you there. We've got three ways to go. Captain John Reagan, I'm looking at a PDF, and, man, the new Cold War.
You know, we had talked about hypersonic missiles before, and your first thought, yeah, they're fast, yeah, we can't defend against them. Other than that, you know, kind of like, what's the really big deal? And then a couple of days ago, I got an email, actually from the financial side of things. One of those companies wanted to sell their investment advice. And it had to do with hypersonic missiles. And I'm, you know, not saying anything about their advice is probably good, but that's not what we're here for. The things that they brought out about hypersonic missiles just floored me, and that's when the light came on, and, you know, it's, wow, this is a bigger game changer than nuclear weapons. And that might even be an understatement. So how fast is fast? These missiles travel 5 miles per second. You can't even stand up to go to your car in a second, and this thing's gone 5 miles. We can't even really imagine, you know, long distances. You know, commonly we use the New York to Los Angeles distance, which is about 3,000 miles. And if you've ever done a road trip like that, you know, it takes you a while. And even if you've flown coast to coast on a passenger jet nonstop, it's going to take you about 5 hours. Now, if you're fortunate enough to be on one of those nice supersonic fighters, you can cut that in half, make it across the country in 2.5 hours. These missiles would make it across the country in 12 minutes. Now, even if these things were easily detectable and you could plan where they were going, that's not much time. When you're dealing in the nuclear world, if a missile's launched from across the world, you have about 30 minutes. So that gives you time to detect the launch, verify it, get the trajectory. These are ballistic missiles, which means that they don't change course. It's like when you fire a weapon. Once that bullet leaves, everything now is pretty much based on speed and gravity and a little bit for wind. Other than that, it doesn't go around corners like it does in the cartoons. So with ballistic missiles, you at least have some chance of trying to defend against it with another missile. And even at those speeds, it's not easy to do. When I was at the Pentagon, I was well aware of the Russian subs that were off our coast. If they launched a missile from there, that cuts the time down to 15 to 20 minutes between their launch and the time that the Pentagon's not there anymore. It would have been unlikely that I would have even known a missile was coming, because by the time they go through that process, detecting the launch, determining what's going on, notifying the president, getting his response, and issuing the orders for that response, there wouldn't be enough time to notify anybody. And even if they had an alarm go off, what are you going to do? There's no fallout shelters there. There's not enough time to even really make it to your car if you're one of the people that drove to work. And even if you did make it to your car, were you going to go quick enough to make a difference? So that's old-fashioned now. These new missiles don't even need a warhead. At the speeds they're traveling, the impact, the kinetic energy alone is enough to destroy targets. And that's whether it's a ground target or a naval target. Because they can change course, you don't know what the target is until literally maybe the last second or two, and maybe not even then. These missiles don't burn fuel. They just use air. So there's no trail that you typically get from a missile. So they're very hard to detect. So what do you do about these missiles? About all you can do is, build some of your own so that if you're ever attacked, you can retaliate. But it's very disconcerting. You look at what has made America strong in the seas. It has been, going back before World War II, was our battleships. With World War II and air power came into play, our aircraft carriers basically make a floating airfield where they can go anywhere and project our air power wherever we want in the world. And these carriers are really floating cities. Between the crew and the air crew, it's close to 6,000 people on one of these. With this technology, aircraft carriers are obsolete. And there's no way to protect the aircraft carriers, which are already surrounded by a pretty good task group, to protect them from airplanes, surface ships, and submarines. I don't know what distance you'd want to fire on those ships from, but let's just say it's 100 miles, something that's probably not considered real dangerous, because if a normal missile were launched, you'd have time to do something about that. if one of these missiles was launched, even if you knew about it, 100 miles, 5 miles per second, you know, that's 20 seconds. Even if they had fully automated systems, which I don't believe they're anywhere near that, you'd have to detect what's happening, get your defenses going, and launch those defenses. And to do that in that amount of time, I think is pretty much impossible. Am I cheering you up already?
You know, I was watching this secondhand. I've got an atomic clock in the studio, and it's a, you know, it's an analog type clock. And I was watching the secondhand as you said that. And I was, what went through my mind was, the announcement would come to the captain of the ship. Captain, captain, I need your attention right now. There's a missile headed toward us. It was launched from 100 miles away. The captain would then look at the person with the giving him the alert. That's like 20 seconds right there. Hardly enough time for the captain to turn around and say, "What's up?" Right? That's what you're talking about.
So hopefully this points out how big a game changer this technology is. Our Navy is now essentially a sitting duck for anybody with this technology. And right now it's like in the early days of nuclear. You know, you've got a limited number of people. It's basically us and Russia and China that I know of. But just imagine some of these get in the hands of a terrorist group. You know, these, from what I can tell, don't require the science and technology background of maintaining nuclear weapons. You know, these are just the weapon, you know, complete. All you got to do is be able to launch it, and you know, it pretty much takes care of itself at that point. So, just a dramatic change, and of course, what the you know, the investment company is saying, and it's buy stock and. The company that's building these missile engines, because they're going to be getting some pretty big orders.
And that's absolutely terrifying. We're going to talk some more about this when we come back. Class, please don't touch that dial if this interests you. Captain John Reagan.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Captain John Reagan, I was thinking during the commercial break about, you know, how fast we go. So typically on most highways in the United States, speed limit is 55 miles per hour. You know, interstates and other wide-laned highways may be faster, but typically 55 miles an hour. An airliner, commercial airliner, typically will fly at 575 miles per hour, which is roughly 10 times the speed of what we would travel in our vehicles on the highway. And then the speed of sound is like 1.3 times faster than the speed of an airliner at 767 miles an hour. This hypersonic missile that you've been talking about flies at 278 times faster than you would be typically traveling on the highway, 278 times faster. So just to keep that in perspective, I just, you know, wanted to share that with the class. And so, John, just to repeat, if one of these things is coming your way, whoever you may be, you won't hear it coming, you won't see it coming, and there probably is no time for a warning, none whatsoever. Is that right?
The first thing you'll probably notice is being dead, if you are the target.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And these can be launched without nuclear warheads, without ballistic warheads. These can be just whatever the projectile may be, just the impact because it is flying so fast. Right?
That's correct. And I had originally was thinking, well, if they wanted to use these for an EMP attack. However, once I realized that these missiles need air, and the atmosphere doesn't go up very high, these wouldn't be used for that type of attack. However, you wouldn't necessarily need to use them that way. As we've discussed before, all you have to do is target about half a dozen of the large transformers, which you could even do with, you know, commercial drones that are on the market, and just, you know, getting rid of them the old-fashioned way with explosives or something. I mean, it's part of the safety is that we don't know which those are. I'm pretty sure that countries like Russia and China know exactly where those transformers are, and I think any terrorist group of any, you know, size would also have a pretty good idea. So if you just had a half a dozen of these missiles, you could take out those six transformers, the grid goes down, and there may be zero loss of life if nobody's at where these transformers are. If they're in a highly populated area, you know, maybe you can get a few dozen people collateral damage, but with very little initial loss of life, you get into that situation where society's not coming back. And there's, even if they have some kind of security around these transformers because they're so critical, like to sense if drones are coming and have armed guards ready to shoot down any drones. Again, you don't even know this is coming until it's there. It's too late.
I just did a quick look. And if you shoot a 45 ACP, which I carry, in a 45 caliber 1911 handgun, the projectile, the bullet, travels at 830 feet per second, typically, fired out of that particular handgun, 830 feet per second. A 22 long rifle, not a high velocity, just a standard velocity 22 long rifle cartridge, the bullet travels at about 1,050 feet per second. The speed of sound is 1,100 feet per second. The speed of this hypersonic missile is 22,440 feet per second. When we come back, Mark in Illinois, you're up next. This is USA Prepares.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy keeps adding jobs, just not as many as the pace appears to have slowed down last month. The Labor Department's jobs report for July says 157,000 jobs were created, fewer than the 190,000 analysts had predicted, and well short of the 248,000 jobs created in June. Still, July is the 94th consecutive month the economy's added jobs. President Trump was touting the U.S. economy and jobs at a rally in Pennsylvania last night.
Our economy is soaring, our jobs are booming, factories are pouring back into our country, they're coming from all over the world.
Evacuations ordered in Lynchburg, Virginia, where a dam's in danger of failing, and officials say it would leave Lynchburg under 7 feet of water in a matter of minutes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
But I know. What are today's hot?
Last day you've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds
during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Mark in Illinois is joining us via telephone. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, good morning. I remember seeing one of these weapon systems. I didn't see it personally. I remember seeing a document about it in 2010. It was called the Dongfeng Chinese missile system, where these were back in 2010, these missiles were moving like Mach 7. But, you know, the Russians developed scalar energetic technology. Actually, our scientists were the first ones to write about this stuff back in the turn of the century, like Whitaker and Ohm and Wheeler and stuff like this, MIT. But the thing is that they developed these Russian sub with scalar energetics with moving water, and now they've been able to develop this with using air. And the Bible tells me that when I see the words heavens and I see the word shaken, as prophets of Israel say that these are going to be hydrogen bombs that are going to be detonated. And we know the attack will come upon the North American continent because prophesied by the prophets in the ancient Israel 2,500 years ago. So, you know, I believe a Pearl Harbor attack, too, from outer space is what's coming. And not necessarily, it could be these weapon systems could be put on a ship, any type of ship, other than a military ship, if they could support the platform for this launching. But what do you think about all that?
Yeah, I would agree with you. You know, about the only thing that's faster than these weapons are lasers and particle beam type weapons. But even those, if you don't know what's coming, you can't target and respond. And from what I've seen of like these high-powered lasers, it still needs a little time to burn through the skin of the missile to destroy it. So between working on a missile that's changing course, going very fast, very hard to defend against these. And this is just technology that we readily know about. It's like you say, before World War II, you know, we had Tesla, we had Rife working with energy type technology, and so much of that is classified and kept away from us. But there's these are definitely game changers, and even I was just thinking about when they're used, you may not even know who used them against you. And if you don't know that, then whom would you retaliate against?
Well, the American aircraft carriers, do the aircraft carriers have scalar shields on them?
Not that I'm aware of.
I mean, maybe some of them do, but not all of them do?
That's the trick. We don't know exactly what technology is out there, but whether these would penetrate.
Another question for you. Another question. Do you think if you read the Word of God and you understand the revelation of what these prophets are talking about, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, do you think an attack could come from outer space with these missile platforms in space launching these warheads?
It's quite possible. I know more attention is being placed on space. And, of course, there's going to be all kinds of wars. But what I discovered when I was preparing for the last year of the Watchman Conference, I was in Matthew, where it talks about, you know, when you see the abomination that causes desolation standing in the holy place, you know, flee to the hills. And it struck me that that is exactly the same type of advice we give if you witness a nuclear detonation. And while we do have technology today that would let us see these things from afar, you know, if you're out working in the field or on your rooftop, you're probably not watching that type of technology. So if you can see it, it's probably something along the lines of the mushroom cloud that we typically see from those types of weapons. So I don't believe we would see what we consider World War III before that, which is actually occurring at the end of the 7 weeks. Does that help a little?
You talked about, I don't know if you said this, but you're familiar with the Russian Spetsnaz, with their forces, their terrorist forces, you know, in our country, probably.
You know, undoubtedly there's people inside, and in any kind of modern society, you know, small groups or even just individuals can create big havoc, like we were talking about. You know, these hypersonic missiles could be used to take out those half a dozen transformers. Well, you don't even need that. You know, if it's with a few of six people, you could at the same time find ways of taking out those transformers. So if a country wanted to do that to us, it's not like it's something that's really difficult to do. And the result is devastating.
If you look at the word heavens and shaking, wherever you see these words, heavens and shaking, in the scriptures, bottom line is to break it down in the Hebrew. It means it's talking about nuclear fission. It's actually talking about hydrogen bombs. And that's the weapon that the Russians said in 1953, August 20th, the Russians told us that they would use these warheads upon America. And they've been doing evacuation drills for the past 4 years, but putting 40 million people underground in 3 days.
And that's if you have warning. When you have anywhere from a few seconds to a few minutes, it's impossible to do any kind of reaction for the population, and you can't just live in bunkers all the time.
Well, there's a lot of things, you know, to make sure that your life is right with the Lord and be prepared, because I believe all these things are coming soon.
And that's job one.
All right, you have it today.
Thank you.
Mark, thanks for the call. There's Mark in Illinois. John Reagan, you mentioned the speed of light. Speed of light class is 186,000 miles per second. And then the only thing faster that I know of than the speed of light is the speed of gravity. And if Sir Isaac Newton's theory was correct, the speed of gravity would be 20 billion times faster than the speed of light. And I think that's the fastest thing that there is, the speed of gravity. John, would you agree with that?
That it appears there's some truth in that theory. Gravity is a very funny thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, is there more discussion about these hypersonic weapons that you want to share with us?
Well, I'll just talk a little bit more on it. You know, if you look at the post, the third link I had under it's Hypertime Societal Threat, and that's a link about companies moving their data centers to these big cloud-based centers. And you're going, what the heck does that have to do with hypersonic missiles? Well, we're looking at concentrating not just one company, but multiple companies in these huge cloud centers. Basically, it's just a building with tons and tons and tons and tons of servers. And they're saying there'd be about 600 of these servers, and I believe that's worldwide, or centers worldwide. So, first off, if you wanted to destroy those centers, you know, 600 missiles is kind of nothing for a state sponsor. If you look at a terrorist group, let's just say they get half a dozen, that's enough to take out 1% of those centers, which would definitely have an impact. And at some point, you take out enough, I don't know what percent it would be, but I'd say probably even 10% of those, it's going to have a humongous impact, even with everything else still running, because you have companies dependent on other companies doing things, and if certain services they're used to go offline, all of a sudden nothing works right. So the whole logistical chain would break down, even if you still have power at the switch. So I just wanted to point out that, you know, number of ways that these can go on. Again, don't want you to obsess about this. There's so many things that can happen to us at any time. this is just another one of those man-made ways that this can happen. And all you can do is all you can do. And
John, this seems to have solved a really big problem for the people in the blowing up business. You know, if there were a nuclear attack, there'd probably be a nuclear retaliation, and then there could be mutual assured destruction. The problem with all of that is the radiation that would be everywhere. It would render whatever was being attacked useless for years and years and years because of the high levels of nuclear radiation. But what you're talking about is a weapon that doesn't have to have a nuclear warhead, which can destroy its target and leave other parts of the infrastructure intact. Isn't that one of the benefits of this insanity?
Exactly. It's not like there's a big blast. It's you know, whatever's being hit is going to be affected, and you'd have to, be able to run the physics of it. You know, the size object hitting with, the size mass of object, hitting another, how far out that's going to be. But you could target a building in a downtown area and leave most of the rest of downtown unscathed.
Yeah. Well, to me, this whole thing is terrifying because of the escalation and the lack of time to respond. And let's talk about accidents when we come back. Accidents in this kind of technology.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and what I'm about to say is pure fiction. Okay, it's my imagination running wild. So here's the question, Captain John Reagan. So a military airplane veers off course, flies into U.S. airspace, and it looks suspicious, and it gets shot down. Then the other country, we can call it Russia, we can call it whatever you want. The other country says, you can't do that. So one of our commercial airliners gets shot down. Then it escalates. Oh, yeah? Can't do that. So then it turns into missiles being fired at each other, nuclear launches. Is that a possibility, Captain John Reagan?
It is. I'm more concerned about intentional uses of such weapons. Let's say that, China doesn't really care for us that much. You know, they'd love to get our money, but, the U.S. is kind of pain in the butt because the United States thinks that they run everything and are entitled to that. Well, let's say that the Chinese wanted to bring us down a few notches. And think about how easy it is to get tons and tons of illegal drugs smuggled into the country. What would it take to smuggle a few of these in? Or, like the caller said, you can put these on a freighter, much like you could a nuke, and it takes even less to launch one of these than the other missiles from what I'm reading. And what difference does a few miles make to these things? We've talked about electrical grid as a target, but there's other fine pieces of infrastructure like dams, which some of which are having enough problems on their own. But think of some of the bigger hydroelectric dams. And you have a few of these missiles, you take those out, you might get you know, thousands of or tens of thousands of people downstream dead from the water. But now you've got the problem, the lack of electricity that the dam's producing, the water supply, which, especially in the southwest United States, you took away that water supply. Now the carrying capacity of that land gets pretty close to zero. And now you've got millions of people that have to be relocated. So there's all kinds of thoughts you can do on this. I don't know how small the technology can be made, but you don't necessarily need something really big to really inflict a lot of damage. When I was at the Pentagon, I noticed that, you know, there's basically six major bridges going across the Potomac. And, you know, just an ordinary terrorist team with high explosives could muck all those up. So, again, with another half dozen missiles that don't even have to be that big, because bridges are not as hardened a target as, say, a big dam is, you take out half a dozen bridges. Not only have you cut the north-south main corridor for commerce, so many people live in Virginia and need to get to D.C. on the other side of the Potomac to go to work, and vice versa, including the Pentagon. People live in Maryland coming to the Pentagon, and you sever that, just the federal government, which, you know, is supposed to be taking care of things, would be in a big mess.
You know, as you were talking about this, I was thinking, when you mentioned dams, I was thinking about the Hoover Dam. So here's where we're going with this. The Hoover Dam, when it was constructed, used 3.25 million cubic yards of concrete. Okay, in the Hoover Dam, 3.25 million cubic yards. The composition of concrete is about 26% sand, 41% gravel, and 16% cement. Last time we talked, John Reagan, you were talking about the shortage of sand. Now, the question then becomes, would, if the Hoover Dam was destroyed, would we have enough sand to rebuild the Hoover Dam if it was taken out by one of these hypersonic weapons? What do you think?
I'm sure there'd be enough to do that. We're talking about societal needs, not just big infrastructure.
Okay. Captain John Reagan's with us. What are we going to talk about when we come back?
Working that during the break.
All right. Surprise, Glass. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.